The April issue of Citrus Industry Magazine, soon to be mailed to subscribers, includes an article that will help citrus growers decide whether to replant citrus trees lost because of HLB infection and how to replant if they think that's the right decision. Among other recommendations, University of Florida authors suggest that the use of advanced citrus production systems, including high-density plantings, could help growers cope with HLB. Sticking with the HLB topic that so dominates the industry, a University of Florida entomologist tells all about citrus health management areas, or CEMAs, which are considered the best method of managing HLB-spreading psyllids. Blueberries are a possible alternative crop for citrus growers facing conditions that make citrus production riskier than it used to be. A blueberry expert discusses topics including grower returns, establishment costs, challenges, cultivars, and the type of soil required. Also in the April citrus industry, our latest pesticide safety article describes the factors involved in keeping the environment safe when using pesticides. The article is accompanied by a test that readers can take to earn one core CEU. As usual, the Buzz column addresses outside the grove issues that impact Florida citrus growers. Last but far from least, we profile Pete Spike, owner of Arapaho Citrus Management and the Orange Shop. Spike shares his vision for the grove of the future. He also discusses land use planning, open field hydroponics, the advanced citrus production system, and more. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.